The Connecticut Baby by Barry Oliver. First published 2022. Chapter 1 Family Secrets. Delilah Idell Hayes was born March 5, 1901, on a farm some 30 miles west of Des Moines, Iowa. She never loved the flat plains of her birth home. Later, her name would change to Delilah Idell Perkins when she married Edward Maynard Perkins in the spring of 1924. They relocated to North Carolina. Delilah did fall in love with the mountains, where Delilah and Edward's descendants had lived ever since. Now at 109 years of age, Delilah, nicknamed Dilly until her grandchildren were born and then Del ever after, was the aged matriarch of the Perkins dynasty that included her four children, all now past, 12 grandchildren, and nearing 40 great-grandchildren. A few great-great-grandchildren were just starting to arrive in the world, though she had only seen one or two of them. Del was blind in one eye and deaf in the other ear, but often surprised people with her perceptive abilities. She was mentally sharp, except when she drifted off, which was happening more and more these days, little power naps scattered randomly throughout her day. Del's family worried that, in the very near future, their 109-year-old matriarch wouldn't wake from one of those naps. This was the reason for Zach Perkins' visit today, to pay a visit to Del perhaps for that last time before she faded into family legend. Zachary Edward Perkins was born June 17, 1988, in Greensboro, North Carolina. Now at age 21, he was a senior at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, where he would graduate in 1 month. As a third-generation North Carolinian and a proud Tar Heel, he considered North Carolina to be his ancestral home. Delilah had been 87 when he was born, an ancient fixture in his life, as much a part of North Carolina to him as the Blue Ridge Mountains themselves. Emotionally, it was difficult to imagine Del would ever be gone, but intellectually Zach knew it couldn't be long. "Del? It's me, Zach," he knocked on the door of her two-story home located a few miles south of Raleigh. "Are you awake?" Delilah's live-in aide, Ms. Josephine, answered the door. "Why, hello, Zach. Come in." She opened the main door while Zach opened the screen. "Del is in the living room having some tea. Make yourself at home." Even Josephine, age 60, called Delilah Del. It was one of Delilah's small, unexplained quirks that for her entire life she had insisted on being addressed by one and only one name by everyone. For the first 50 years she was Dilly, the next 59, Del. Zach was 8 years old before he learned Del had a full legal name just like other people. That also happened to be the year he learned the truth about Santa Claus. He had been the lone holdout in third grade. "Hey, Del." Zach walked through the main foyer and turned left into the living room. "It's me, Zach. Just stopping by to pay a visit." The drive from UNC to South Raleigh was farther than just stopping by distance. With traffic, it had taken nearly an hour. But that's what all the family were doing these days, stopping by to see Delilah for perhaps the last time. "I'll leave you two to visit," Josephine said, seemingly in a hurry to be somewhere else. "I'll be upstairs if you need me." Zach nodded, "Okay." She was an odd one, Ms. Josephine. Although she and Del got along perfectly well, her interactions with guests could be halting at times. She tended to abruptly leave conversations, as if distracted by some chore she needed to attend to. Regardless, she was devoted to Del, and thus Del and all her family were devoted to Josephine in return. Zach spotted Del.